that's three defeats out of four now in this competition, Giles. Is that a bit of a worry?
Yeah, it is a bit of a concern. You know, we obviously haven't played good cricket for a period now, so it's unusual for us in this form of the game. So it's for us to get it right. We've got two important games to go. So, you know, that's something we've got to address and come back and win the next couple of games to make sure we go through.
What's going wrong?
I think that, you know, the batting hasn't fired. That's quite obvious. I think there's a nice pattern to our bowling at the moment. But we've got to get the top three scoring runs consistently.
It was 173 gettable, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a good wicket, short boundary one side. We needed partnerships, we needed a good start, and we threatened to get that start, but lost wickets at the wrong time, which has been a bit of a trend of ours over the last few games, and hence we never really got going and ended up a fair bit short in the end.
Mm. I mean, Carberry and Vince, everybody talks about that partnership, but it never really has got going, even this year, has it?
No, it hasn't. We can't rely on them, but over the last couple of years, obviously, they've been very strong up front and really led the way, and that's helped us build big scores, whether we're chasing or setting. So that's something that we're hopeful that will come again, because they're obviously class players, but at the moment, we're searching for it slightly, and we need to find some form.
Have you got to a point where you think you might just tinker with the order now?
I think you try and be as consistent as you can. I think that's something that we've done over the last few years, and we've had success because guys have known their role and we've backed them. But there does come a point where you do look at the order and have to make changes for the betterment of the side. But yeah, that said, that's something for us to sit down as a selection group and work out. But we'll do that over the coming days. Obviously, we've got a week before the next game against Sussex, so a bit of thinking to be done, and we go again.
50 runs is quite a hefty losing margin in this competition, especially against a side that isn't doing particularly well. Was there any plus points tonight?
I thought we bowled pretty well. I thought Rimmington came in and did a good job. He looked to more than hold his own, but overall we were disappointed. I think our fielding wasn't up to the standard that we expect, and our batting continues to disappoint. So that's something that we've got to get right.
Surrey didn't win tonight, so it keeps you second in the table, but it's all bunching up, those four teams. You've only got two games left.
Yeah, and I think that's the nature of the tournament. I think over the years you find at the end, the last couple of games, a lot of different connotations that could and events that could happen depending on results. So, you know, we're very much in the mix. We've got to make sure that we win our games, and if we do that, then we should still get a quarter-final place.